test 68, section 3, question 12. Now, here we're looking for a principle that would justify the argument, so we want to create an if-then where the evidence matches the if and the conclusion matches the then as closely as possible. So, the conclusion, the passage, it's one of the shortest ones ever, says dried parsley should never be used in cooking, for it is far less tasty and healthful than fresh parsley is. Now, our conclusion is never use dried parsley. The evidence is it's far less tasty and healthful than fresh parsley is. So we need something that's going to say if something is far less tasty and healthful, then it should never be used in cooking. So we look at the answer choices. A, fresh ingredients should be used in cooking whenever possible. It's pretty good, but it doesn't say don't use or never use dried ingredients. And that's really what we're trying to get. Only the tastiest ingredients should ever be used in cooking. Now, this doesn't include the aspect of healthful, but if that's valid, that only the tastiest should ever be used, then something that is less tasty should never be used. And therefore, B is very good, and it's better than A. C, ingredients that should never be used in cooking are generally neither tasty nor healthful. That's kind of backwards on the arrow. It's saying if they should never be used, then they're generally not tasty. We need if it's not tasty, then it shouldn't be used. D, parsley that is not both tasty and healthful should never be used. It's not that dried parsley is not tasty and not healthful. It's less tasty and healthful. And so therefore, D doesn't quite match. And then in cooking, dried ingredients are inferior to fresh ingredients. Well, that would sort of help, but it doesn't get us to never use it. And therefore, answer choice B does turn out to be the best one.